Hello, everybody. It's Phil, and welcome to our encore for today. It's Monday, the 4th. We have a show for you today. Frank Gray recounts a bad golf weekend in a place called Tweedledee, Nevada. Chris Norton discusses his appearance at UCB, Upright Citizens Brigade. That was last year when Chris was...
Yes, Chris was with James Adami and the...
Oh, yeah, that's right, the benefit for Armenia. So let's check this out as we launch into a new week. It's Chris, it's Frank... It's Tweedledee, Nevada, on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. All right, welcome Phil Hendry Show here from the El Pacifico in Southern California. And tonight we have, we're going to talk to Frank Gray.
Frank's on the line. He got back from his golf weekend.
Well, we had our annual Old Boot Tournament. And a lot of you guys, you don't know what the hell that is I'm talking about. I mean, if you've been with me for a while, you know that for the last 40 years, man, long time. That's right. 40 years we've had the Old Boot Tournament, something that I started, quite frankly, back in 1983 for a bunch of our college buddies, a bunch of our high school buddies. And so every year they've had this tournament. I played in it for a while. Then they were going to Ireland with this thing.
They went to Ireland. They went to Costa Mesa.
What do you mean Costa Mesa? Costa Rica. Costa Rica, bud.
Oh.
You know where Costa Mesa is?
Yeah.
That's not a big deal going to Costa Mesa. It's a big deal going to Costa Rica.
Yes, I understand. God.
So they went to Costa Rica, and then they went to Palm Springs. They had it in Vegas this year, and Team Phil won. I was a team captain. My team won.
And you weren't even there.
And I wasn't even there. So having said all of that, I know we have Frank Gray on the line. Frank is, where is Frank right now?
He's out. Frank, where are you right now?
Well, right, hold on for a minute, will you? I got to get a kid. How do you do? Right now, Margaret, I'm over here at the Belfar Mall. I'm in Tweedledee. And let me just tell you, because, Phil, we had our golf vacation, me and Stan Aberdeen, at Bucknell's Golf Love. Do you know this place?
Never heard of it.
Oh, it never heard of it. Okay.
Well, Frank, what is the purpose of...
What's the purpose of Mike? Oh, well, excuse me, Phil. I didn't know I was stepping on any toes.
You're not stepping on any toes, but you're calling. I know what the purpose is, Margaret.
Well, I'm trying to get you to get to it, Frank. You're talking about what?
I'm talking about the fact that we had a golf weekend. Me, Toon Whitson, Verb Altman, Dan Duckford, and we had this golf weekend that we booked through the Larry or Lucian Bucknell Golf Fund.
What is the name of this group? You said golf adventure. You said golf vacation.
No, it's called Larry Bucknell Golf Fund. Over here at Tweed, we had a beautiful room at the Boone Farm Hotel.
Now, the Boone Farm, is that like the wine, Boone Farm wine?
No, that's Boone's Farm wine.
That's Boone's Farm wine, Mr. Henry. This is a big Boone Farm.
Boone Farm.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
Well, just let me get this out. We had a beautiful room at the Boone Farm Hotel. I had chips for the weekend to gamble downstairs in the casino.
Talking about the casino, Frank?
What did I say?
Casino.
All right. Let me just tell you, I'm so pissed off right now, I could kick a hole in the side of a tank.
All right. Tell me what happened.
What happened as I drove up from Los Angeles up to Tweedledee.
Where is Tweedledee? Is this a suburb of Las Vegas?
Yeah, it's south. It's near Henderson. But they're really making a move to try to get a lot of the action away from Vegas. So I drive up, check into this the hotel, the Boone Farm, beautiful room, gorgeous view of the desert. And I can see the course right there. They have their own course. In the golf pro there, Phil, is Jim Hebe. You know?
I don't know who that is.
Well, then maybe you don't know anything about golf, because Jim Hebe is...
He's a good one, huh?
Yeah, he's one of the giants. So,
all right, so when did everything go south?
Everything started to... Hold on for a minute. Hi, I'm on the phone right now.
Yeah.
My name is Frank Gray. I'm an attorney at law. Okay.
Why are you in a mall, Frank?
Because I pulled over because I wanted to get a golf glove.
Are you guys still doing the tournament?
No, the tournament's over, and it was a cluster, you know what. But as I was driving back to Los Angeles, I thought I'd get a golf glove.
Good thinking.
Okay, Margaret, you know.
All right, never mind, Frank. So what happened?
What happened was I got the beautiful room, got down to the course. We had played the south course of the Boone Farm Hotel. And all of a sudden, they didn't have our tee times. They didn't know who I was. I said, I'm Frank Gray. I made the tee times for this girl. We had a foursome. Me, Swiss Easley. You know, the guys that I mentioned.
Okay.
So they didn't have the tee time. Then I said, well, you know what? You guys can take it and stick it anywhere you want because I'm going back. And I said, well, get us a tee time for the afternoon. So they said, okay, we'll do that. Then I went back to the room, and they checked me out of my room.
Wait a minute, man.
Yeah, no, I swear to Almighty God.
I didn't believe this either.
They checked you out of your room, Frank?
Yes. The Boone Farm said, oh, are you still, The guy looked at me like I was something that had to be flushed. And it said, what do you want? I said, what do I want? I've got a room here. And they said, well, the guy that just checked out, the guy. I said, what guy? They said, Mr. Frank Gray. I said, I'm Frank Gray.
You're kidding me, Frank.
No. And it's got a stupid look on its face.
Now, who was this?
This was a bellhop or something, or a bellman.
Well, why didn't you get to the front desk?
I did. I went over to the front desk. I said, I'm talking here to this bellman, and it's telling me that, I got checked out of my room. And the guy at the desk says, asked, what's your name? I said, for the 86th time, my name's Frank Gray. And they, oh, yes, sir, Mr. Gray. You checked out an hour ago.
You're kidding.
Would I kid you? No, I'm not kidding.
All right, so in other words, they don't know which hand is they're wiping with.
There, right there. And that's what I said to the guy. I said, you know what? I bet you. I said, which hand do you wipe with?
You didn't.
Yes, I did. And it looked at me and smiled. I said, no, seriously, which hand do you wipe with? And it raised its hand lazily as if to placate the customer. And I said, all right, so you wipe with your left hand, and it just waved me off. And I said, well, now sniff it. That's when I was told, you know what, we'd let you to leave now, and I was escorted to the front door.
You got kicked out of the hotel, Frank?
Yes.
Well, what is this? What hand do you wipe with? Why don't you sniff it?
I was angry, okay, Margaret? You know what that is.
Yes, but look what it did. It got you kicked out of the hotel.
Well, hold on. The story's not over yet. So the afternoon tea time is still looming. I got my clothes and everything are sitting in a bag at the concierge desk. So I said, I'll take another room. And they said, you're the one that asked. And they said, are you the guy that asked me to sniff the hand that I wipe with? And I said, yes, I am. At this point, I said, I had to be honest. And it said, you know what? You're so honest. I'd like to upgrade you to our Belmonte suite.
You got upgraded after asking the guy which hand he wipes with.
Can you believe it? Yeah. And so they upgrade. I get the Belmonte suite, which is a big, it's a circular 360-degree panorama. I can't even begin. So I get up there. Well, the guys have already teed off. So,
what's the point of this story?
Who said that?
I did, Frank. I'm sorry, but, you know, this is, it's a beautiful, it's a funny story, and it's a weird story. But where are we going?
Where are we going? I got a guy here.
Frank, right here, man.
Let me tell you, General, where we're going. Where we're going is I paid for a golf weekend, and Larry Bucknell's Golf Love and More, it basically hosed me out of my weekend. I had to pay for a tee time. I had to pay twice for a room. I had to take the stuff from some bellhop, and it's standing there giggling away like it's 12 and it's a female. And I can assure you it was a male. You know, Phil?
All right, okay, Frank. So anyway.
What is with everybody?
Frank, you're not getting to the point. So the point of the story is you had a screwed up golf weekend.
Yes. Yes, 1,000 times, yeah. And I put it all on the Larry Bucknell Golf Love and More, which butchered alive our golf plans.
Well, if it's any consolation, Frank, did you hear anything I was saying at the start of the show?
No, I did not.
It wasn't quite as bad as what you're describing, but we had a golf weekend 2 weekends ago in Vegas. And
which hotel?
I'm not about to say. I won't say on the air, okay? Don't you say it, Butter. I'll kick your ass.
Okay, sir.
Bud, sit over here. I mean it, Bud. It was at one of the big hotels. What is he doing?
He's mouthing the name of the hotel.
All right, Bud, get out of here.
All right, get out of here.
You know, Phil, that Dickman, I wouldn't trust it as far as I can throw it.
It's all right. So what happened was they didn't have any rooms ready. It was a mess, but they finally did pull it together, and they gave the guys a discount on the room rate. Are you getting anything like that?
Am I getting anything like what?
A discount on the room rate.
Get a load of it, will you, Margaret? Am I getting a discount on the room rate? I'll be lucky. Let me tell you what, I'm lucky that I got all of my clothes in a bag at the concierge.
The fact that they checked you out is the strangest thing I've ever heard of in my life.
I said to the guy, hi, I'm Frank Gray. And they say, you checked out a half hour ago. I said, well, no, I didn't, because I'm standing right here. And they said, yes, sir, we can't argue with that. That much is true. But we also know that you checked out a half hour. And I said, who did? They said, you did. I said, did you see me? They said, yes, we did.
They said, yes, we did.
Yes, but then I thought, oh, you're lying, aren't you? And the guy said, well, yes, I am. I just have to say, yes, we did. So I said, you're a liar. And the guy goes, no, you know, watch out. Watch how you talk to me. I'm a veteran. I said, let me tell you what, Pooh Bear. I'm a veteran, too. And the guy goes, yeah, I'm a veteran of the Vietnam War. I said, well, I wasn't in any war, but I'm happy to start one right now if you keep giving me your shit. And I told
Frank, hold on. Give me the phone. Frank, you just screamed unacceptable. Yes, unacceptable. Here, bud.
Yeah, Mr. Gray. Yeah. Yeah, bad. Yeah, you can't do that. No, But which hand did he wipe with? Give me the phone, will you? Frank, you there? Frank, you there?
Yeah. Sorry about that. I got carried away, but...
So all's well that ends well?
Well, all's well. What do you mean all's well that ends well? We left Tweedledee this morning about a 5:30. Got on the 15 LA bound, and we're back home now, and I couldn't be happier. I love Vegas. I love golfing in Vegas. I love everything about Vegas. But this Tweedledee.
I've never heard of this town. It's called Tweedledee, Nevada.
It's Tweedledee, Nevada.
Well, let me ask you something. This is a dumb question. Is there a Tweedledum?
Is there a what?
Is there a Tweedledum?
No, I don't know about a Tweedledum. What is that?
Tweedledee and Tweedledum, Frank.
I never heard of them. So
that's the it's a nursery rhyme.
All right. Nonetheless, but this was a cluster bang from the gate. And I'm calling out Larry Bucknell Golf Love Excursion and the Boone Farm Hotel checking me out before I even got into the room.
All right, Frank. Thank you, and I got to tell you, it's nice to know that somebody else had a bad golf weekend, not just my guys.
Well, thanks a lot. Next time, why don't you let me play in that booth?
You're more than welcome.
Well, you can't invite me. You don't even play in it.
You know what? I started it. I'm sure that if I talk to the guys, they'd let you play.
Oh, they'd let me play. Are you ready for this? I got a guy on the phone right now.
Hold on, Frank. Yes, I'll ask the guys. Don, I'm sure everybody will love to have you.
They'd love to have you, Frank, with all of your weird-ass stories.
Yeah, and with the whole it says this and it says that.
Whatever. All right.
All right, well, Frank, next year, the old boot.
Where do they play that?
They play it all over, man. They play it in Vegas. They play it in Palm Springs.
I like Palm Springs.
They play it in Europe. They play a lot of places.
Oh, let's not get too fancy, okay?
Well, we'll tell you about it. Thanks a lot, Frank.
Yeah, because, you know, I'm not up on my shot.
Frank Gray with Margaret's husband with a story of golf hell.
Well, that sounds worse than anything you guys went through.
Well, here's the guy getting checked out of his room. Yeah, he got checked out of the room. And then when he finally got his stuff and got into a new room, they'd already started the golf tournament. I don't know.
This place is called Tweedledee, Nevada.
Tweedledee, Nevada, the Boone Farm Hotel, not affiliated with Boone's Farm Wine, although...
Yeah, maybe it ought to be.
Yeah, maybe it ought to be. All right, coming up next is Chris Norton to give us a little bit of a, what do you call it?
Well, it's a post, a post-op, a post-mortem, to give us a post-mortem, if you will, on his appearance at UCB on Friday night. We understand it went well, and we'll talk with Chris about that and how, you know.
And how it went.
And even though we understand it went well, we'll ask him how it went.
Yeah, and he may say it went crappy.
You know, you guys are tightening my jaw.
We'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show. You know the world famous Phil Hendry Show backstage pass? You've had a tough day. You come home. You slap that bad boy on. Put in your login, your password, and your username. And now you're deep, deep, deep into the world of Phil Hendry. Deep there into the forest green of great comedy and satire. You're wandering into the beautiful fields of wonderful improvisational humor. It's radio, it's digital content. You're now flying through the sky in a balloon of fun. A balloon of fun and weird, all at the same time. It's fun, but it's weird, but you know it won't crash. Yes, it's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show Backstage Pass. Anyone can get one, even you. Get one now at philhendryshow.com. The greatest value online, yeah. Other than porn, look at me, I'm flying right now. Get me, I'm flying. Yeah. World-famous Phil Hendry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Welcome back. Chris Norton, what a hit you were at UCB the other night, Chris. Even though I know that you weren't really expecting to be laughed at, and I apologize for that, but I will tell you that you had an audience that was, they were there to hear you, and they were there to hear the things that you had to say. But you knew that they were also in the mood for comedy, right?
Mr. Henry, I've come to learn that when I am appearing in front of a crowd of your fans or people in a theater situation, what you recommend, I know that they're there for the comedy. But let me tell you what about Chris Norton. By the time I leave the stage, the women are already, they feel the sass. They're already, it's like a tractor. What do you call it? What's that called? A tractor beam?
Yeah, like in Star Trek.
Yeah, the women are, it's the tractor beam of my sass.
Okay, Chris.
Well, wait a minute, Mr. Henry. I think it's important to understand. It's the tractor beam of my sass. And I think they understood that they were in for a night of sass.
Yeah, okay, so what...
Okay. I mean, a lot of women there were attracted to me when they knew that my sass was powerful enough to literally sort of suck... I don't mean even suck, but to suck them out of their seat. They would get up and just flow toward me.
Did you see that happen?
You saw women flow toward you, huh, Chris?
Yeah, I did, General. As I got off stage, I go, thanks a lot. I'm Chris Norton. And as I'm walking off, I see women just, leaning into it. They wanted it, man. They wanted it bad, I can tell you that.
Chris Norton, our guest on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, is at UCB on Friday night. So you rolled out films. I know you were looking for investors.
Well, we were looking for investors. And I told them about... how we got into weightless sass with sass in space, blast off for sass. People thought that was very unique and were very interested in it, and that there was weightless sass.
Now, I understand you told them how that effect was achieved and you were too happy with it.
Well, I told them. I said we bounce a couple that's having sass off a trampoline and then we slow-mo it. And it worked good, except that the background was a dog and a front lawn. And a mail truck.
So they weren't weightless in space?
No, they weren't.
All right, so what, did the movie still come out?
The movie came out. It was called Sess in Space, Blast Off or Sess. And they were weightless, but the way we said, look, we're still close enough to Earth where you can see a mailman. I don't know, man. It's.
Did you drop that for, download?
Yeah, it was available for download for about, a week. And then...
Okay, and then you also mentioned...
Because you understand we're looking for people to invest so that we can take the... What we're trying to do at Chris Norton Explodes is take the sass to a whole new level and have a full sass... I don't know, man. It's like a full sass festival. The festival of sass is what we're looking for.
All right, so then you did what?
Well, did you hear what I said?
We heard you, Chris. We got to get going here.
Hey, what is this all of a sudden, man? You guys moving me along.
All right, so you're going to do a festival of sex. Where?
I don't know right now, but probably in Venice Beach. Or maybe we'll just do it around, not Temple City, Redondo Beach or Hermosa Beach. But again, we have a pitch with Netflix on Jack and Her Boss. Let's take a drive through.
Have you figured out a subtitle for that yet?
We haven't yet, but Jack and Her Boss, I want to drive it through you. And that's bad too. We'll figure it out. But Jack and the Boss is a drone.
So you have a drone in that movie?
We have the drone. It floats over the girl's, buttle area.
And what do you mean the buttle area?
The butt,
He's talking about the butt.
Yeah, with the ass.
Yes, bud, we get it.
Yeah, and then it floats, it flows in, it flows out. And then finally Daffy Dick, the Daffy's Dick in Town, which that got a lot of people are interested in that. That's animated, and it has Link Sausage and Werner Sausage.
Hey, let me ask you a question, man. I don't mean to sidetrack us, but Werner Sausage, is the family name pronounced Sausage?
Yeah, it is, but you know, we're trying to give these guys, Mr. Henry, a good, you know, image.
No, I know that, but if the guy's name is, one of the brothers is Link Sausage.
Yeah.
And the other brother is Werner?
His name was Wiener, but they changed.
So you got Link Sausage and Wiener Sausage.
Thanks a lot, man. Yeah. You know, I love to come on the Phil Henry Show and have people go, ha, ha, ha. That really is. Yeah.
Well, Chris, you've got to expect it with two guys named Link Sausage and Wiener Sausage.
His name's Werner, okay? Well, I respect a man. His name's Werner.
Yeah, okay, Chris, we got it. So Daffy Dick, the Daffiest Dick in town, and then I understand you kind of, you went off the track.
Yeah, I blew it at the very end there. I said, the sequel is going to be Ghost Penis, and we're also going to have one. I shouldn't have said this. I said, it's Ghost Penis, and we'll have one that is, we really feel, you know, it's a spiritual experience. It's going to be called Holy Ghost Penis.
Oh, you didn't.
Yeah, I did. And
what was the reaction?
People just kind of got up and wandered out, like, you know, this guy's overstayed his welcome, so.
All right, well, what I heard was you did really well. I didn't know about the tail end there.
Well, I just kind of... I did. I said, hey, Ghost Penis, Holy Ghost Penis. And then I went, name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost Penis.
You are an idiot. You know that?
Hey, Mr. Henry.
No, you're an idiot to do that. An absolute idiot. I'm surprised people said you did well.
Well, I wasn't there to make nobody laugh. I was there to make myself, to get some sponsors and to get some partners in a production of Ghost Penis. So.
Well, you know what, man? I don't know whether you're going to get any partners. People laughing at you, I think that's what you wanted, although you didn't really, right?
No, I don't want to be laughed at, man. I'm a serious filmmaker.
Yeah, well, they were laughing. I understand you were hit. So maybe you'll get some interest. I don't know. But people getting up and walking out after Ghost Penis.
I mean, no, it was Holy Ghost Penis.
Yeah, that's it. Good luck. All right, Chris Norton, folks, has been our guest here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show from his studio. Where are you, Chris?
We're out on Route 66 right here. We're on Route 66 at the Norton Explode Studio, and now we have Throb City back at Redondo Beach.
Chris Norton from Throb City and Norton Explodes on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Let me also, I just want to say go.
Thank you very much, Chris. Thank you all.
What an idiot.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One. Don't forget to see Ghost Penis appearing at a theater near you.
Which is horse dung.
Yes, I'm kidding.
Yeah, go see the Holy Ghost.
Don't say that, okay?
Oh, I love this. No. Ooh.
Jesus.
Watch it, bud.